You're listening to a download from North Sound 2. Listen again.
Hi, Matt Cardle. This is North Sound 2 Breakfast. How are you getting on?
I'm very well. Yourself?
Fine. How are you enjoying Aberdeen so far?
Absolutely loving it. Bit windy.
Yeah, a bit dull today.
It is. It's colder than down south. I'll admit that.
We haven't had a very nice day for you. But anyway, right, so you're here to tell us a little bit about your new single. So it's written by Gary Barlow, is that right?
That's absolutely right. It came quite late in the writing process. We had the album sort of written, I thought. And then Gary sent the song through. And it just kind of resonated really strongly with me. I've been in that position before. It's about not being good enough for the person you're with, and you know, tell them to kind of run and find someone that can give them what they deserve and need out of a healthy relationship. And being 28, I've had a couple of relationships, and I've been a bad boyfriend, and I know what that's all about, and I can really relate to it. So that's why I chose to record it and, you know, and sing it. And thank you, Gary, very much.
Yeah, that's really nice of him. So have you had the chance to catch the new X Factor at all?
I've seen bits of it. I haven't seen a whole episode yet. I know that, you know, Gary looks great and the girls look great and Louis looks great, and I think they're doing a great job from what I've seen.
Yeah, well, it's definitely a lot of fun, but it's a bit different from when you were on it, I guess. Yeah. So Kelly and Talisa, a lot of the contestants have been having a little flirt with them. Do you think you would go for any of them?
I think Kelly's hot, yeah.
Yeah, she is pretty hot. Even I've got a little girl crush on her.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Weird, but true. Shoes. Yeah, so your new album, is it called Letters, is that right?
That's right, yeah.
And you've co-written nearly all of the tracks on the album, so was that important to you for your first album?
Oh, it was so important. I mean, I've been writing ever since I've been playing guitar, since 11, you know. And to date, I've probably written sort of four or five albums nearly. So this is the one that all those have been kind of practice for this, really. And if I didn't get the chance to co-write, I would have been devastated, to be fair.
Yeah.
Because I know I sang songs on the show that weren't mine, and that I wouldn't usually sing, but that's what has to happen. And from this point onwards, I don't want to sing anything that I don't believe in.
Exactly.
It's not come from me. You know, I sang the Gary track because I believe in it, and I've been actually trying to write that kind of song for a long time and never got it right, and Gary got it spot on, so that's like a, you know, really nice gift.
So Gary kind of helped you along a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, well, we've had a lot of questions in from our North Sound 2 listeners, and to be honest, we've got a lot of ladies that listen, and they've got a few questions for you, okay?
Let's have it.
So, first question, blondes or brunettes?
Brunettes.
Now, come on.
Blondes.
Thank you. Blondes, fine, but brunettes, yeah.
Well, do you know, I honestly don't have a preference. I think it's, if you've got pretty eyes, that's all that matters.
Oh, and you're looking right in my eyes. Oh, swoon. It's a swoon situation. Anyway, right, so a lot of our listeners, ladies, are a bit of the older generation. Mm-hmm. What is your upper age limit for a date? Would you take an older lady out on a date and show her a nice time?
Absolutely. Obviously, there's when it's sensible to stop going up in age. I can see 36 to 50 on the screen here, so I'm just going to go with 50.
50, there we go. Go for 50. Okay, so if you... I'm just keeping it really personal here. I don't know. I'm just intruding your personal space.
All right.
But in... just with my voice, that's fine. So yeah, so where would you go on a date? Where would you take a girl on a date?
I'd take her to Diggerland.
What's that?
Diggerland. It's off the M25 somewhere, and you get to go and sort of drive around like miniature diggers and big diggers and dig mud and move earth around. I think it's the last place anyone expect to go, so that's the first place that you should take them.
That's a bit different, yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, so when are we going? Anyway, no, so...
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Okay, what time?
4:35.
Right, I'll meet you there. I'll meet you there at Diggerland. So thank you very much, Matt Cardle. It was very nice to meet you.
Pleasure, and yourself.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Listen again to what you've missed and access exclusive online-only content at northsound2.com.